So all we're learning here is just to how to be relaxed and open in all situations. So that just makes it really simple. You know, it's not complicated. We're not these complicated beings that we took ourselves to be. And that's something that you discover for yourself in the simple practice of just relaxing for a short moment. Just relaxing, letting everything do whatever it's doing, letting the thoughts do whatever they're doing, all the somersaults that they're doing, all the comparison that suddenly pops up from nowhere, allowing the emotions just to bubble away and appear of their own accord. Just allowing all of that to be as it is. And in that we discover this openness and this relaxation that is always accessible. And that's what we're discovering for ourselves. We're checking it out. Is it always there? Can I always relax with everything? And at the beginning, that might seem really difficult. You know, we can find certain situations where it seems like we can relax. And that might be in the training setting here, or it might be sitting quietly on the beach. But whenever you remember just to take this short moment of relaxed openness, you're confirming for yourself your already perfect nature. You're confirming in your own direct experience that you can relax with everything. Now what happens is that by gently doing this, whenever you naturally remember, without trying to force it, without trying to rush it, trusting in this perfect pace of clarity, you find your confidence grows. And it grows quite gradually for most people. So we just keep taking these short moments. Just again and again and again, we repeat this recognition of the openness that's at the basis of all perceptions, with whatever is occurring. And as we test this out in different circumstances, we find this relaxed openness is always accessible. Even though we've had so many stories running about why we're tense, about why we feel awkward, about how we need to contrive our behaviour. All of these cause and effect based descriptions of ourselves and our reality. I feel awkward because of this. I feel uncomfortable because of that. I can't think what to say because that man or woman over there is so incredibly attractive that my tongue is now this big and I can't speak. All of these descriptions running. And when we buy into them, when we collapse our focus into any one of these descriptions, the perspective narrows and we feel really limited. We feel awkward. We feel like we don't know how to relax, we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do. There's this feeling of tension. And so we're desperately looking, okay, well how do I deal with this situation? What am I going to do here? How can I project this image of myself that I want to be attractive, I want people to find me attractive, so how am I going to do that? And then desperately trying to work out what we need to do to make people like us, particularly people that we're attracted to. All of this really contrived behaviour, all of these really bizarre ways that we end up behaving because we think that that's what people will like and that's what will make people be attracted to us. Some really very, very strange behaviour, and I'm talking about myself here. And I look back and I really smile, and it is really funny to see the way that I used to go about my life, the way that I used to try and rearrange everything and have everything in place about myself, about the way I looked, about the situations I was in, the kind of people that I could be seen with so that other people thought I was cool. And all of this really hard work to try and construct this identity based on all of these cause and effect ideas about who I was and what I needed to be happy. But when I looked really clearly, I could see that it wasn't actually working. All of these strategies were never bringing me what I really wanted. And that was just to be comfortable with who I was. Just to be okay with everything that was going on, to feel like I belonged in this world, to feel like I knew my place in the world. And so I tried lots of different lifestyles. I tried working hard, I tried having no work. I tried living in the city and I tried living in nature. And I tried all of these different strategies to try and find my place in the world. And sometimes it felt like, okay, yeah, well, this seems to be going quite well. Maybe I found it now. Maybe I've managed to set everything up in the way that does make me happy. And then the next day I'd wake up really miserable and depressed. Nothing had changed. I couldn't control these unpredictable surges of energy. I couldn't stop myself feeling sad. I couldn't stop myself getting irritated. I couldn't stop myself getting angry, no matter how much I tried. No matter how much I tried to hold these emotions inside and not show them to anybody, they were still there, and holding them inside became really painful. It became really, I could feel it in my body, I could feel this tension. Which is really interesting, because so much of modern medicine links diseases to stress and to tension and anxiety. And when we discover this relaxed ease in our own experience with whatever's going on, then the tension and the stress and the dis-ease just resolves naturally. Suddenly we find we are more and more relaxed, even when we're talking to somebody that's incredibly beautiful and our knees have gone weak at the thought of them. We're still open and relaxed, and we can actually speak to them as a normal human being. Now that is incredible. So it's really about touching in with this openness again and again until it becomes automatic and continuous. It already is automatic and continuous, and the way you explained it was perfect. You're just noticing that that's already the case. You're noticing the way that all perceptions appear and then resolve spontaneously, without us needing to do anything. That's already the case with each thought, with each feeling, with each experience. You're becoming certain of that in your own experience, with whatever your life provides you. Seeing through all of these cause and effect based descriptions, it's cutting through these at the root, to see what's actually going on. What is the nature of my experience? What can I really say about it when I become completely open and honest? When I'm not buying into any of these adopted frameworks anymore? To find that you have nothing to hide, nothing to protect, nothing to defend. There's amazing power in this total openness. Complete openness, complete vulnerability. Right there is the stability. Seeing that there's no more games to be played, nothing that needs to be rearranged, for you to be completely stable, to be completely comfortable with who you are. And when each one of us makes this choice, when each one of us decides this is what we're going to do with our lives, is to prioritize gaining confidence and clarity, prioritize becoming familiar with who we really are, not settling for any of these adopted descriptions anymore, but really becoming completely clear for ourselves, then something incredible happens. Because we start to change the whole of society. Society isn't somewhere over there or some other place. It's society is right here. We are society, each one of us. And the only place that you can take responsibility is for your own points of view. Again, that helps to keep it really simple. It's not about trying to fix everybody and everything. It's starting step by step with you and your points of view, your wild thoughts, your unpredictable emotions, your strange experiences, allowing them all to be exactly as they are. And if you find yourself thinking about it too much, thinking about points of view and clarity and points of view, just relax. Just relax right there and give it a break. Because it's not about adopting another framework that's now called points of view and clarity and trying to work everything out with reference to that framework. It's just about relaxing and allowing everything to be as it is. The terminology that we use, everything that we can perceive, everything we can experience is a point of view that occurs within the view, that occurs within clarity. This terminology is used just to make it really simple, to make it really clear, to see that everything has the same fundamental nature, regardless of the description. So it doesn't matter what framework we're using. All experience has exactly the same nature. And again, this is what you can see for yourself. Whatever occurs is a point of view that occurs within the view. And that point of view appears and resolves spontaneously. Check it out for yourselves. Check it out right now. Watch the thought you've got right now. Where's it gone? What thought was it? You're not even quite sure. Each thought following another, one after another, in this seamless flow of experience. Our experience has never been broken up or fragmented. It's never been made into different parts. It's like trying to rearrange bits of space. You can try and move this bit of space there and that bit of space there, but it's still all space. And it's the same with trying to rearrange our experience, hoping that somehow, by rearranging these bits of space, we're going to be happier, or we're going to understand more what's going on. Instead, when you relax and recognize clarity, you recognize the whole picture. You see the broadest of all possible perspectives that includes all experience, includes all concepts, and you become a master of those concepts. It's not about disregarding conventional knowledge, it's not about disregarding conventional ideas, it's about clarifying them. And in doing so, you have a completely different perspective on all of your experience. You have a completely different perspective on all of your knowledge. And you're actually able to utilize it for the benefit of all, with incredible skill. Everything you've learned, everything you've experienced, suddenly all makes sense. This is why I was doing what I was doing. And now I can see exactly what I want to do with this. Exactly what I want to do with my time and my life. Because in that short moment of touching in with the basic state, this obsessive self-focus just relaxes and softens, until really gently and really easily the perspective just shifts to this openness. The perspective shifts to one that is all-inclusive, not obsessively self-focused, which was really painful. This was so much hard work. Instead, there's this openness in all of our relating. There's this ease. There's this natural compassion. There's this skillfulness. There's this clear, clear seeing of really what's going on, cutting through all of these conventional belief systems, not being limited by any ideas about who we are, who anybody else is, what the world is, but really touching into this incredible power, this amazing power, for the benefit of all. Clarity power, clarity intelligence, incredible creativity, the source of everything. And by becoming certain in that, life becomes easy, life becomes seamless. It already is. You're just noticing it and becoming certain.